Welcome to the Limitless Health Podcast. We are your hosts. I am Tracy Hill.
And I'm Jessica Midkiff, doctors of physical therapy and certified master neuro coaches. We have the unique system that puts an end to the start-stop cycle of your health by blending body and brain science to create sustainable, simple success in your body. Our goal is to help you put an end to the frustration and overwhelm in your health with a brain-based system that will transform your body and overall health one thought at a time.
Here we go. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Limitless Health Podcast. We have a special guest here with us again today, our resident doctor of naturopathic medicine, Dr. Christina Erndl. Today, we are on a mission to talk a little bit about supplements, supplementation, and kind of unpack a little bit more around this, I guess, reality that's out there. I mean, there are stores that are supplement-based stores, and we are, our society trains us to look for what's the one thing we're missing, and it could be we're missing this, and so we look to use that as, okay, that's my Band-Aid fix, or, you know, that's all I need kind of a thing. There's so much in and around supplementation that we could unpack here today, but we're gonna start the conversation, see where it goes, and we invite you to respond to us and send an email to us if there's something in the content of today's cast around the supplementation, then we want to know about it, and we can continue having the conversation on other pods, which is awesome. This is what we want to do. We want to unpack health. We want to unpack it so that it doesn't feel so hard. And we always want to bring you science-based information that is relevant to you, but helps you and your body live your best life from the inside out, and help your body be heal from within and be its best from within. So, yeah. Hey, Dr. Christina, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me again.
Yay! Okay, what are we talking about first?
Yeah, so supplements. There's a lot of different avenues we can go with this, but a lot of people ask me tons of different questions about supplements. It's like a huge thing in our world now, especially with social media, especially once COVID happened, everyone was kind of investigating more supplements of like what can help them. Also an interesting thing, which I know we've talked about before on a podcast, about like the truth and lies of social media, and supplements can definitely fall into that. I see a ton of influencers like promoting certain supplements. Seed is like a huge thing, the probiotic that tons of people put out there. There's like a colostrum supplement that people have been promoting. And it's really interesting to see that. There's definitely some that are good, but it's also one of those things like, oh, if you know someone's making money from promoting this supplement, is it actually something they like? Do they even take it, and does it work? Yeah. And I would feel like a huge part of the population, unless you're directly working with a functional medicine doctor or a naturopathic doctor or even an herbalist, you're probably getting supplements from the store. Whether that's like a grocery store, CVS, Walgreens, you know, things like that. And unfortunately, a large majority of the supplements that you can buy over the counter in that way aren't very effective. They don't usually contain enough of whatever the ingredient is that they say is active to even do anything in your body. And most of the supplements that you buy over the counter at a grocery store have a ton of different fillers in it. So if you look at the back of the ingredients, if there's like 10 ingredients in it, and like the last ingredient is like the vitamin C, the vitamin D, the zinc, whatever, then it's probably not really going to do anything.
And that's really expensive. That makes really expensive urine.
Yes.
And you mentioned like, you know, the CVS, the Target, the whatever. And it also made me think like Amazon. And I think there's, you can get a lot of really good good quality supplements that are on Amazon. But what I've learned about Amazon is these supplements, a lot of times, even if it's a really good reputable company, when you buy them on Amazon, like a distributor like that, they're sitting in a warehouse, potentially a lot of them for a really long time. And they're being exposed to some extreme temperatures. And so by the time you even get them, they might be old and, tainted by the ineffective because they've been in these high heats for so long versus going straight to the company and buying them from there. And so there is a difference. Like I think it's easy, like, oh, I'll just go on Amazon, because I've thought about that too. But then when I started learning about like so many of these, even if they are good and reputable, they might be sitting in that warehouse for far too long. And by the time you get them, it's like, are they really being effective anymore?
Yeah, absolutely. And another caveat to the Amazon thing, you can find a ton of like the brands that I recommend on Amazon and things like that. And a lot of people do like that just because of the ease. If you already have an Amazon account, you get the 2-day shipping or even one day, you know, it's just super easy to go on there and click a button. Amazon is actually going through a whole thing with the FDA and with supplements because a lot of the supplements on there that show a brand and it could be any
phony,
kind of,
aren't they?
Yeah, they're fake. So you really have to look at like the supplier and what you're buying for. Like you can go on there and a supplement company can direct sell on Amazon and that's usually okay. But there's also like third party sellers that are selling supplements that say the brand or whatever. And you might get the bottle and it looks exactly like what you would buy from that brand, but it's not actually containing anything that it says. And it can actually have harmful ingredients like heavy metals, mold, things like that. So that's really why I personally steer my patients away from buying from Amazon. I totally understand like the cost effective. Sometimes they are cheaper finding it on Amazon and the ease. But if I'm treating someone for a condition and we're trying to get that therapeutic grade supplement, I really stress that like it's important to find something from a reliable source, and Amazon unfortunately isn't always that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of, where do you direct your clients to get like, if, you know, supplementation is not like necessary and like not everybody needs to be on a supplement, right? But let's just say we've gotten to a point you've done working with your clients, you've done the tests, you know, like, okay, these are some areas that need to have the gap filled a little bit. And here's how we're going to do it. And supplements is the way. Where do you direct your folks to do that?
Yeah. So I use a website called FullScript. It's like an online medicinary. All the products they have on there are physician grade. So therapeutic grade, they have a therapeutic dose. Typically, most of them have like non-GMOs, they're soy-free, gluten-free, you know, all those things. And then anyone can really order. You can actually, any person, you don't really have to be associated with a doctor or a clinic. You can just make your own account and go on there. But my patients typically order from there, or actually at our clinic, we have an in-house medicinary, which is really nice. Not a lot of clinics have that, but we do have access to that. And people can also direct order from supplement companies. Some supplement companies won't let you unless you're ordering like a huge amount, like if you were a clinic, but there are a lot of supplement companies now that are gearing more towards like direct patient care. So they are allowing just normal people just to make accounts and just order direct from them, which is obviously like the safest way because you know you're getting it from the actual company.
Okay, so we might have talked, I mean this might have been a question that to have you answer at the end about where to get it, but let's talk about Sprouts or you know, or any of the stores that are, you know, health and supplement stores. They're out there and people are buying stuff, and you know, I mean, do you have any opinions about those stores, what they offer, and maybe cautions for those folks that are using these stores for their supplementation?
Yeah, so I know I said like the majority of supplements from like CVS grocery stores are probably not the best, but Sprouts and Whole Foods and maybe some little like natural grocers and other health food stores, they do often carry really good quality supplements. For something like Sprouts that has such like a large selection, obviously there's still like a percentage of those that aren't necessarily therapeutic grade. Not that their ingredients are bad, but they might just not have the level of whatever it is you're looking for at a strong enough dose or in the correct form that would be useful for someone. They carry, and I have no like financial affiliation with this, but they carry a huge supply of Gaia Herbs, which is like a huge herb company, and they are very reputable. It's an incredible company, and their products work really well. And so there's a ton of that there. So like if a patient or even a person like has access to a Sprouts and it's like near where they live and that's somewhere that they go, then I definitely like recommend stuff from there because it is pretty easy. And there are like other supplement like Beekeepers Naturals, which we had talked about before. Like they sell at Target, which I think is great. A lot of people are going in there. So there are like supplement brands that are branching out that are really good to these like mainstream, I guess, grocery stores where a lot of people are getting exposure to it, which is cool because then they're kind of seeing like something that actually does work. And that's like another thing a lot of people buy some, you know, Nature's Made or whatever it is, from a store, and they're like, well, nothing happened to me, or it didn't work, or I was taking this vitamin D, my vitamin D is still low, or I'm taking this curcumin and like I still have inflammation, or whatever it is. And that's because there's not enough of the active ingredient in it because you're getting a supplement that's not therapeutic grade. So when people are just like, supplements don't work, I'm like, the ones that you took maybe didn't work, but also if you're not working with someone who's like looking at you as a whole person and kind of trying to put that puzzle piece together, it sometimes doesn't work. We can't all just treat ourselves based on what we read on the internet, unfortunately. I wish it was that easy, but it's not.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of that going on of oh, the internet, Instagram says I need this and this. And I've been seeing a lot on magnesium lately. I don't know, is magnesium like the buzzword these days? I've been seeing so much on magnesium, but then I've also been seeing the like you said, of are you even getting it in the right dose that's healthy? Because it could be too much, it could be too little, that it's like, are you just wasting your money and not getting the value that you're supposed to be getting out of it? Because we're all self-diagnosing ourselves.
Magnesium is great. There's also like tons of different forms of that. So if a person is trying to get it for a specific thing and they're not taking the right form, then yeah, it's not gonna work for them. And that's also
Or if they're not
another
paired with the right
right
things,
thing.
right?
Exactly. And that's another thing. There's a lot of minerals and nutrients that need a certain carrier or another type of mineral or a vitamin in order to be absorbed or utilized properly in the body. And that's why it is important to work with someone who knows those so they can give you the correct forms and the correct combinations of things. Magnesium is a pretty common deficiency. Unfortunately, our food doesn't have the same mineral and nutrient profile as it did maybe 50 years ago. So there are a ton of people who could benefit from supplementation. If you're getting a pretty decent diet, if you buy, you know, local meat or local eggs and you're getting like mostly organic produce and eating kind of a balanced meal, then typically you are getting enough nutrients. But if you're already trending towards chronic disease, if you have inflammation, blood sugar imbalance, nervous system dysregulation, which is like a huge part of our population, then you probably need some sort of supplementation in some periods of your life. It's obviously not for everyone all the time. We shouldn't have to take supplements every single day for the rest of our life. Even for people with chronic disease, there's always cycles of it because our bodies get used to it. And then we're just kind of, and like we've talked about before, like some people are just like, oh, I'll just eat that crappy diet and then I can just take all these supplements and it'll totally be fine. And that's not really how it works.
Yeah, like you can't out supplement your crappy diet.
Nope. Unfortunately, though, that's suggested that that works. I mean, there's evidence all around us of like, oh, this is all you need. And, you know, like you were talking about common deficiencies. You said magnesium, but let's talk about vitamin D, dudes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because talk about common deficiencies. We're talking.
That's another buzzword.
Till the cows come home. So walk us through. How do we know we are vitamin D deficient, and what do we do about it when we find out that we are, and what the differences on, like, say, let's say I'm vitamin D deficient, which I am, and I've been supplementing, right? Let's say I am, and then let's say Tracy is. Two different people, two different profiles. Talk us through what that might look like, right? Because it's not going to be the same exact thing, right?
Yeah. So vitamin D is a very common deficiency. I would say most of the population in the world is probably vitamin D deficient at some point in their life. It's a fat soluble vitamin. So this is different than like B vitamins. B vitamins are water soluble. So even if you take too much, you pee them out if you don't need it. Vitamin D is a fat soluble. So it's, you need a fat in order to absorb it. And then you also store it in your body. So you can have too much. And that's also a misconception with supplements. People think because it's something you can buy without a prescription, it's safe. Same with herbs. It doesn't always mean it's safe, and it doesn't always mean it's safe for you. During the peak of COVID, when I was seeing patients with COVID, you know, people were over supplementing vitamin D. And I did see a few cases on labs where they had way too much. When you have too much vitamin D, it can pull calcium from your bones. You can get, you know, osteoporosis, things like that, calcium deficiency. So it is harmful if you have too much vitamin D, which is why it's so important that if you're taking it regularly to get lab testing, because then you can actually see your values. And for people who are deficient, I mean, vitamin D is used in so many different functions in our body. Typically when someone comes in, I mean, there's not like a set of symptoms really where I would be like, oh, you're vitamin D deficient. But if you have like fatigue, if you don't spend a ton of time outside, and you can only really get vitamin D from the sun if like 75% or more of your body is uncovered and you're out there a certain period of time where all of the wavelengths are getting to your skin. So even though we live in Arizona, it's sunny most of the year, a lot of people are outside, a lot of people stay covered, which obviously is for sun protection. So I do understand that, but that is why a huge population, even in Arizona, are vitamin D deficient. But a lot of people experience like fatigue, and that's like a huge one. Immune system dysfunction. It is a very important thing. And there has been, it is a buzzword. Everyone's like vitamin D, vitamin D. And there's tons of different forms of that. And I usually do it in drops where there's fat already in it, so that someone doesn't have to remember like, oh, I need to eat this with the fat in order for it to be absorbed. They actually have like drops that have like MCT oil in it so that it's already in an absorbable form. And then with the labs, like you said, like two different people can have deficiencies and it be different. It also depends on your other parts of your health. If you have poor gut health and you can't absorb anything, you can take tons of different stuff and it not do anything because your body's not actually absorbing it. And vitamin D is a huge thing I see with that, since it is a fat soluble vitamin. It is stored in our bodies. It does go through our gut because we're ingesting it. If you don't have good gut health, then some people never truly absorb it and they can just be chronically deficient, unfortunately. And the caveat of me saying you can have too much, it's pretty hard to get to that point unless you're taking like an astronomical amount every day. Mm-hmm. It's taken years sometimes for some people I've seen to get to like a really, really good level, and they've been supplementing like pretty frequently.
I've been supplementing, I would say, for at least 5 years. It's probably been longer than that. And my dosage has changed a little bit. I mean, it was a lot higher at the beginning because I was really deficient. Who knew? I wouldn't have known this.
Yeah.
You know, like, I want to go back to this. You said too much vitamin D can pull calcium from your bones. Mm-hmm. But isn't it true that, like, they, when somebody has osteopenia and they're like, hey, you need to take calcium. And aren't they told to take it with vitamin D, or is there some other?
Yeah. So that's
the... Yeah. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
I mean, wait, what?
Yeah. So that's if you're getting the appropriate dose of vitamin D. If you take too much vitamin D and it's making your numbers within your body go too high, that's when it becomes a problem. So like the range, I think in most lab values is like 30 to 100. And most people that I see who are deficient are between 20 and 30, which 20 is like, that's pretty bad. And like optimal, I would say, is like somewhere around 50, 60. Sometimes if you're like in mid 40s and everything else with your health is pretty good, I'm like, okay, like that's pretty good. But yeah, I've seen people in the numbers of like 150, 175. And if the end cutoff is 100 and your vitamin D says 175, that's like kind of when it becomes a problem. And then they're still supplementing. And that's, and it, to get the true like bone loss or calcium pull out, I mean, it takes quite a bit of time after that for that to actually occur. But that is the idea and why it can be dangerous that that could happen. And most people with, you know, later in life, if you have osteopenia or osteoporosis and you need calcium and vitamin D, those people are probably vitamin D deficient as well. So supplementing them with calcium and vitamin D is probably a good thing.
Okay. That's what I was wondering. Is it pretty common? Like by the time you're osteopenic, you know, your bones are showing some calcium loss. They're recommending, oh, here's how we remedy that. We obviously supplement with calcium, but we also do that with vitamin D as a pairing. They're also typically deficient in vitamin D as well.
Yep.
Speak to this whole pairing thing. You talked about vitamin D being fat soluble. So, right, in order for it to be ideally absorbed, it's carried with a fat. Right. Mm-hmm. And the liquid form you talked about helps it to be absorbed so much quicker, like through, you know, like where it needs to be. So it doesn't have to go through the digestive tract like a capsule or a pill would. Talk to me about pairings again. Like what are some common pairings? Like, hey, you can't just put vitamin C out there and expect it, or, you know, I don't know if it's vitamin C, but. Give us a little insight about this.
Yeah, so there's a significant amount of mineral pairing and whether a mineral that you have too much of might block the absorption of another one. And this is even in food too. And our food is a little bit more intelligent. So sometimes the ratios within food are just inherently good because that's just how nature intended. But there are... Yeah, a significant amount of minerals, vitamins, even herbs that need a carrier or a mineral, or you need a certain dosing pairing. Curcumin is a really common one. It actually is activated by black pepper. This like makes the active ingredient in it work, become bioavailable. So that's a really cool one. A lot of people, if you look in your curcumin supplement, it should have some form of black pepper in there so that you can absorb it. Vitamin C with flavonoids, that's like another way for it to make it bioavailable. And a lot of people are putting out liposomal supplements, which is just like a form that our bodies absorb better. And you can have liposomal in liquid form. I believe they make liposomal in capsules. It's just the way that they make whatever it is they're putting in there to become more available for us. And then things like zinc, if you have too much zinc, it can actually make you copper deficient because of the way those interact. So that's just like another one of those things. Why not? Just because something is over the counter doesn't mean you should be taking it, and you should be taking it at the amount that you're taking it. That can always affect other things happening. Mm-hmm. Just because it's a supplement herb, it's not always safe, and not always safe for you.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, but some of the low levels, or for that matter, high levels of different minerals, vitamins in our bodies could be a response to stress. And so we could be like, oh, I'm low in phosphorus or zinc or whatever, but there could be a stress component of maybe that's because your system is being overly stressed. Do you, like, would you look at that if you were looking with a person of all the factors before saying, okay, well, you're low? Like, I think that's just their natural response is you're low, so here you go, start taking it, versus let's look at all the big picture.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, as always, like, lab tests do the best that they can to be as accurate as possible. But things like minerals, especially like vitamin D, there's a lot of like conflicting information and conflicting research about how accurate these labs are, mainly because, like I said, like minerals and vitamins, they're carried on different things in our body. If vitamin D is stored in fat, technically, how does a blood test with your blood cells like necessarily give you an accurate reading of that? So there's a lot of that going on. And I definitely think stress plays a part in a ton of different functions and can play out in our labs as well. So I always look at the whole picture, all of someone's labs, and try to connect those pieces as to why this one section would be, you know, high or low based on other readings in their labs. And I'm always looking for optimal. So even if something isn't necessarily low or high, is it within optimal range of like the functioning of our bodies? And it also depends on the person's like life cycle. Like if it's a young person, you know, there may be different factors that I'm looking at. If it's a person that's trying, you know, to have a child, like there might be different levels that I would be looking at in regards to that. And then for things like, you know, there's different blood tests for different minerals and stuff, and some blood tests are better than others, like a red blood cell magnesium, because magnesium is carried in that. Like, you want to look at that because that would be like the most accurate. A lot of people are doing like these urine tests and like finger pricks and like other easy tests that people can get at home, which is great because I think that that's just giving people more options and more opportunity to kind of learn about what's out there. But I don't necessarily think that those are very accurate. So someone, like you said, like might do this test and be like, oh, it shows that I'm low in this, and start taking it. That might not fix the problem. And that's because maybe that's not right. The problem. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Going back to the source of what might be creating what's being read on a particular lab. And I mean, we could keep talking about the supplementation for a very long time, but, and we can save more. We definitely want to know, you listeners, what more you would maybe want to hear about in regards to this. We want you to like take a step back and not get so sucked into like, okay, how many milligrams of magnesium do I need? Or how many milligrams of calcium should I be at? Or vitamin C? Take a step back. And the whole premise that we're talking about this is to help you be informed of you being part of your health, the whole health, and helping your body function at best. And supplements are a tool. They're not, you know, like drinking water is a necessity. Supplements aren't the necessity, but they are becoming more of a necessity because we're under a ton of stress. Like Tracy was talking about, like stress just jackwagons our body, biochemistry, all the things, how anything functions, right? So then we end up with labs that look wonkadonk, as well as our society and how we eat and the nutrient dense or lack thereof of food and the accessibility of crappy packaged fast food, you know, just junky food. Like there are two things right there that need to also be considered in how you go about helping your body rebalance whatever vitamin or, you know, whatever mineral is deficient. And so let's just talk a little bit about, like, okay, stress reduction, food, this really is where you want. I mean, I know for you, Dr. Noel, you look at the whole body, and this is absolutely something that you talk about with every one of your clients. Like, okay, we've got this puzzle piece. We've got this puzzle piece. We've got this puzzle piece. Okay. We're not just going to give you supplements today and send you home and see you in 4 weeks. Unfortunately, our Western medicine tends to be this way. So how does that look for you? For the consideration of our listener in regards to supplementation, stress, and diet.
Yeah. So I really hate putting my patients on like 10, 20 supplements. I mean, there's definitely instances where it's like, if someone has a severe chronic disease, they're refusing to take, you know, medication, pharmaceuticals, and or they might not tolerate that very well. Then there are times where I'm like, you may need these 10 supplements that all do something very specific that we can't necessarily get it into a couple for a short period of time in order for you to get out of the really low place that you may be in, especially if someone is in a stressful situation that they necessarily can't escape from. A lot of people in our society are stressed, you know, from jobs, from school, things that they can't really avoid. So it's just kind of teaching them to like mitigate that stress. Like, what can we do in those moments when you're feeling super stressful, which I really like breath work and meditation, even journaling, things like that. But then there's also obviously supplements that can help with your body functioning at an optimal level while you're dealing with that stuff. For the most part, I like my patients to cycle in supplements. Like, if they're in a period of time where they need like a certain number of them, we'll do those. And then as long as everything is addressed in that way and they're improving with what we were targeting, then we'll kind of back off and kind of see what we can do lifestyle wise. I always want my patients to do the lifestyle stuff and then we add in supplements, but unfortunately not everyone is the same. And some people, it's just harder for them to kind of do those things. And so I like to meet everyone where they're at and we just come up with a plan together. Some people are okay with taking 20 and 30 supplements. I try to educate them and say, you know, we can do this, but I don't know how much this is necessarily going to help you if you don't make these other changes. Supplements and vitamins and minerals work the best when we're also doing the things for our body innately, whether that's movement or diet, getting sunshine, water. All of those foundations for health are there in order to make everything else work better. And there's really no supplement replacement for sunshine and movement and hydration. Those are really things that you just have to kind of do. And then everything else should work optimally when you are working on that foundation. So that's kind of like my perspective, I guess.
I love that. And I think a lot of people will find relief from hearing you say that, because I've talked to a lot of people who we've had the conversation about seeing a naturopath. And I've noticed that a lot of people are very resistant because, you know, a lot, most of the time a naturopath is going to be a cash pay thing. And then they're convinced that the naturopath is going to force them to take hundreds of dollars of supplements. And they're like, well, shoot, I'm already paying cash. And then I'm going to walk away with $200 worth of supplements. And so I think that deters a lot of people of that fear of, I don't want to walk away with all these supplements. And so I don't want to see the naturopath because of that. So I like that you are coming at that, you know, hey, this is real life and let's meet you where you are right now.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've heard that a ton. Like, I don't want to see a naturopath because all I hear they do is give you a bunch of supplements. It costs a bunch of money. Insurance doesn't cover it. You know, I agree. I think that's when you have to find like the person that's the right fit. We all practice so differently. Our scope of practice is so large and we learn a ton of different things that everyone's model, protocol, interaction is really different. So finding like the person that kind of has your same like treatment goals and same kind of view on how to do it, which is also why I love homeopathy, which we should definitely do another chat about, because that's a whole nother thing. That's really great. So that is like a primary medicine that I use, and that honestly mitigates the need for a ton of supplements. When you get one thing that works really well, you don't need 20. So that's really nice in that aspect.
Right. Yeah, I just always appreciate your perspective. I mean, obviously, our aligned to thinking on how we want to help people in on their health journeys, looking at the entire person, considering their life, meeting them where they're at, understanding there are a lot of moving parts, a lot of different puzzle pieces that contribute to someone's presentation of not having the health that they want. And so, you know, I appreciate you talking about, hey, the foundations of a healthy lifestyle need to be in place versus going and getting the supplement and using that as a band-aid approach. You may need the supplement, but you may not need the supplement. And I think it, with social media being what it is and just accessibility in the online space and Dr. Google, like, pooh, you just Google and then you're like, oh, this is what I need. And then everything's accessible and you can have it drop shipped to your front door and you think you're doing yourself well.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're saying is, you know, it's really in your best interest to invest in your health with a professional that looks at you from the top down, inside out, and really just has your best interest at heart, not to sell you another supplement to make money. So yeah, there are cycles of life. I love that, pulling that out. Like, hey, you don't always have to be on this supplement or that supplement, and adjusting it as life goes on, right? Life stresses change, your age changes. So therefore your body demands and functions change. Like there's lots to be considered with this whole supplementation piece. So really appreciate our conversation. Any last thoughts or comments?
No, I think we covered a lot.
Oh, we covered
there's
that.
Definitely
I like
more.
That I like the freedom. I like the freedom of the cycling and knowing we don't have to just pop 20 pills a day of vitamins, because that can be very overwhelming and not lead to the consistency and the results that we want, because I think something that that people do oftentimes too is, well, oh, it's too expensive to take them every day, so then I'm going to take them every 3 days, and then it's like, well, you're cutting corners, so now you're not even getting the benefits. And so finding maybe a couple things that might support you in that season, but committing to them instead of, I'm going to try to combat everything and then not totally do them. I think that's important.
Yeah. Love it.
Awesome.
Okay. Well, we always wrap our little pods up with what we are loving, something that is health supporting, whether that be body, mind, soul. So Dr. Erndl, did you come prepared to talk on something awesome?
Yeah.
Love it.
Well, speaking of supplements, I guess this could kind of be considered supplements, electrolyte powder. I know you guys probably used it.
Are you talking about Element?
That and Jigsaw. I use two different kinds, but
okay.
Jigsaw?
Jigsaw electrolytes. They have a fruit punch one and it tastes like juice and it's really good, especially for people who have a hard time drinking like plain water, which I find is pretty common. Electrolytes are like a great way to get some tasty water and you're getting a lot of good benefits. The Jigsaw ones have like B vitamins and some minerals and vitamin C in it. So I kind of like it because you get like that little extra stuff and they're all in an okay ratio and dose. And then I just tried the chocolate Elements, which you put in hot water. Oh my gosh, it's like hot cocoa, but kind of salty.
Dude.
I've been drinking the chocolate caramel.
Oh,
and
yes.
It changed my life.
It's so good. I was shocked.
Yeah, I was too, because I didn't like it at first. And then I added it to like a little black tea or like something different. I'm like, oh, I'm sold.
That sounds really good. I haven't tried it in my coffee and a lot of people are saying to put it in your coffee, but yeah, I need to do that.
Yeah, Jess drinks it in her coffee, I think.
I drink it in my coffee. Oh, yeah. And that actually, I was going to say Element was what I was loving, because I realize So I ran, my favorite flavor of Element is citrus. And Element, guys, is L-M-N-T, but it's Element, mm-hmm. right? It's, you know,
yeah.
magnesium, potassium, sodium, right? Is that, are those the three ones that are the primary ones in that? And I ran out of my citrus and I totally slacked off on my water because I'm like, meh, you know, like water, it's just kind of boring. Yeah. And so then I was like, dang it, I'm not getting my Element. So I was just putting a little bit of chocolate in my coffee. I'm like, I'm so appreciative of Element because it has been a game changer in how I drink water and definitely very, very much makes me realize when I don't drink water, I feel so much better when I am hydrating well enough and with the Element. So Element, guys, go straight to the website. And they've got all sorts of flavors. We talked about the chocolate and the chocolate caramel, but citrus is my go-to for my water bottle.
So good. Yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. I love all those things, but you guys, I got to tell you something that has changed my life, and that is my new mattress. I just bought a new mattress after an embarrassing number of years of not having a new mattress. And I also have learned all these, like, there's all these toxic chemicals in mattresses and all these things. And so I just got it. It's from the company Awara. And it took a couple nights. Like, I loved it the first night. But it still, I feel like it took me a couple nights. Well, let me tell you guys, last night, I think was the best night of sleep I've had. And I woke up, like I actually woke up feeling refreshed. And I never wake up feeling refreshed. I usually wake up feeling like, oh, and then once I get going, I start feeling a little bit better. But this morning I legit woke up and I just felt good. I was like, whoa, what just happened? So I'm really excited.
I love that.
I'm like, wow. Maybe I wasn't sleeping as good as I thought I was sleeping because I don't really have a sleep problem, but maybe my deep sleep was way better last night. So I'm stoked.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love it. All right, guys. Well, we will put links in the show notes about the products that we love, the Jigsaw, the Element, and the Awara mattress. Also, again, we invite you, we want this to be a conversation with you. We want to know what you want to know, and then we can speak on it. So if there's more around the supplementation piece or specific supplements that you want to know more about, please send us an email. And of course, we would always love if you found this valuable to share it with someone that you think could benefit from it. We're just always trying to get the word out about just ways that you can choose your health one best step at a time and just being part of that journey, all of us together. Doing it all alone is not nearly as good as having your team of support around you. So, yeah. All right, guys.
Yep.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
Awesome, guys. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on another episode of Limitless Health. Our hearts are to provide you with realistic, relevant, and simplistic solutions for sustainable success in honoring your body and health, even when your schedule's packed and life feels crazy. Our desire is to shift your belief towards the possibility of your limitless health, whatever that looks like in any season.
But what really gets us excited is connecting in real life and learning how we can support your unique health journey. So head on over to our Facebook community, Hardwired for Health, where we will continue the conversation online. And of course, we would be so grateful if you tagged us on social media, wrote a review, or shared this with a friend. Here's to you discovering your limitless health.